Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11 Grinds. Gonna take a look at some pitching for today, the 23rd of August already. We have two slates today, a 7-game day slate and a 6-game main slate. Our weather station hasn't been updated quite yet this morning. I know a lot of places are gonna be hot as hell. I know here in Wisconsin it's gonna heat index over 100. So it should be some offensive fireworks, especially with day baseball going on. Let's just get started right away with the day slate. Shohei Ohtani against the Reds, definitely. We saw Giolito dominate with strikeouts. He's a minus 165 favorite. No issue with Ohtani. Love it. Love the spot for Burns as well. Minnesota and their high K rate. Burns is probably going to find himself at the one spot for me. Wasn't spectacular against him the first time. Hasn't been as elite at home, but still big time upside. Absolutely dominated the Dodgers last time out. Extra day of rest coming into this one. Good chance Burns ends up as my number one on this early slate. Kenta Maeda, I am interested against the Brewers. I'm always interested in pitching against the Brewers. Milwaukee is a minus 140 favorite. Game total of just 7.5. I think Maeda is an excellent option. Same with Andrew Abbott. He hasn't been great on the road, if I remember correctly. Still picking up wins, which definitely helps. K rate is stronger on the road, but he's given up a lot more hits. There are definitely outs and strikeouts within the Angels lineup. They scored just 3 runs last night. I like the upside of Abbott. I don't feel super great about him, but he's definitely firmly in my pool. George Kirby against a White Sox team that we've been picking on of late. He's coming off of a rough start. Extra day of rest. I think he's in a pretty solid spot. Minus 225 favorite, which is the largest favorite on the day slate. So it's hard not to like Kirby. One issue is obviously strikeouts just aren't as strong with him. He's all over the board. He can go for 3 or he can go for 10. The guys above him here, I would expect to, on average, outperform him K-wise on this slate. But obviously, being the largest favorite makes him very viable. Alcantara's been pretty solid. Was okay again. Not even okay. Just too many walks last time. His numbers on the road aren't as strong. I assume the Padres are a minus 120 favorite. Game total of just 7.5. Maybe we do have to consider Alcantara. He'd be one of the first guys I'd probably remove from my pool just because I don't really like the way he's throwing on the road. I think I still think too highly of San Diego's offense. So that's probably why I'll be the first to remove him, even though San Diego has a pretty low implied run total. Michael Lorenzen struggled against the Giants earlier. Struggled in his first start after the no-hitter, which is kind of to be expected, especially when you're facing the same team again. Certainly capable of a strong performance. Minus 135 favorite, but game total of 9. I think right now I'm going to pass on Lorenzen. It's always possible that he does make it back into my pitcher pool. Right now, I'm pretty sure I'm going to lean on the fade for Lorenzen. Skubal, one of my favorite guys to use. Big fan of Tarik Skubal. It's been phenomenal pitching in Detroit so far this season. Had some hiccups recently, kind of on every other game stretch, which would mean he'd have a hiccup in this one, but he is a minus 120 favorite over the Cubs. I do like some of the Cubs' bats against left-handed pitching, but I like Scooble's upside, and we're always building for upside, and Scooble definitely has it. Jameson Taillon, I think, is going to carry some ownership, and I understand why. He has been slightly better on the road. He's had some decent starts, but I'm just not going to use him. I actually like some of these Detroit bats, the way they've been swinging it, especially the Riley Green, Torkelson, Cary Carpenter trio. Feels like a pretty strong three-man stack, on both sides, even. Lugo, certainly in play, coming off of a really strong start. Hasn't been as great at home. Strikeout numbers are a little higher, but I could, similar to Lorenzen, I think he's going to end up out of my pool, but I understand him being in it. So I'm going to have to consider it a little more. He might be the last man in. Kind of tough to decide on the fly here, but no thanks on Cobb, no thanks on Kopech. Even though Seattle strikes out a ton, he just has not looked good. Again, maybe the fantasy darling that is Cole Reagans is an option again. He's a -130 favorite against a weak Oakland squad, but the game total is at 9, which is kind of high for Oakland. But he's just been racking up some strikeouts, some pretty strong performances in 3 of his last 4. He's going to be somewhat popular, I do believe, but I think he's going to have to be in my pitcher pool on this slate. Let's take a look here at the main one quick. Just kind of reading this alert here at the top for the six gamer, just to make sure so that we're not going to get screwed out of being able to use Ohtani. So once he's confirmed as the starting pitcher for the first game, he'll be used as a fielder in the second game, which makes sense because sometimes teams flip-flop who they're starting in each game of the doubleheader. So taking a look here, Kevin Gausman, who is my favorite for the AL Cy Young. I know Gerrit Cole's the betting favorite, but Gausman, a -125 favorite against Baltimore, coming off a really rough start, which didn't help his chances. Has been decent against Baltimore. Two starts against them, just hasn't had the strikeouts. Hasn't been as elite on the road, but I still love the upside. I will have shares because of that upside. Clayton Kershaw, -220 road favorite against Cleveland. Certainly strong option. Coming in with 2 extra days of rest, still being built up. I would guess he's probably in the mid-80s for pitch count. Just going with 67 and 71 over his first two starts. My guess is they're going to try to get him through 6. K numbers haven't been there, but I love the matchup. I love the spot. I have no problem going with Clayton Kershaw. Charlie Morton has not been good against the Mets. A ton of walks, ton of base runners. Kind of shocking to see he's only given up 8 runs with all those base runners. It's been great the last couple starts, coming off of a 10K performance, which is kind of nuts. Fantasy point wise, stronger at home. Does give up a few more home runs. I'm going to basically say I could take him or leave him. I'm going to guess that he ends up in my pitcher pool. But he's just one of those guys that I may just change my mind and leave him completely out once we get lineups and once I start building my pool out officially. Chris Sale. Probably gonna leave him out of my pool. Extra day of rest. Probably gets bumped into the 75 to 80 pitch range. But do I really want to pick on Houston? I'm not sure that I do. I don't know. It's tough because he does have a ton of upside. Even in 75 pitches or so. But just doesn't feel like the spot that I want to use him. Houston is a -120 favorite. Flaherty against Blue Jays. Made 2 starts against Toronto and absolutely dominated them. aside from the walks. Coming off of a horrendous start. I think I will be using him, but I don't feel great about Jack Flaherty. Never really feel great about Jack Flaherty at this point. Reed Detmers, as long as he starts game two, certainly in play. Ton of upside. He went in and absolutely dominated Texas at home, where I love stacking Texas at home, especially against lefties. Getting 2 extra days of rest, which is nice considering he threw 108 pitches. Capable of putting up monster performances, but he's also capable of giving up 4 home runs to the Cincinnati squad. But since we're playing for upside, I got to keep Reed Detmers in my pool. Mackenzie Gore has not been great on the road aside from his K rate, coming off a dominant performance against Boston. I'm interested because the Yankees kind of look lost as a team right now. excuse me. New York is a -135 favorite, but I like the upside too much for me to pass on Gore. Maybe I'm a sucker, but give me Mackenzie Gore. Quintana shut down the Braves first time he faced them. I'm not banking on that happen the second time. There's basically a less than 1% chance that Quintana would make my pitcher pool this evening. Urquidy, no thanks. I'm not really sure what, he might only go 50 pitches, 45 pitches. I don't really know what the Houston plans are yet. We'll have to dig in more. Brett Kennedy, I don't think I'm going there. Doesn't seem to have a ton of K upside. Severino's been atrocious. I don't really want to bank on him figuring it out. And Curry against the Dodgers, no thank you. So there we have it. There's my first look at pitching for both slates today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, get access to our coaches, sheets, tools, Discord. I'll put links in the description below. You can use the promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.